Hello, and welcome to How Do You Feel? The show that is dedicated to your health and your wellness and is sponsored by the Peoria City County Health Department. I am your host, Lorene King, and today I am happy to be visiting with Mr. Charles Miner, who is the founder and executive director of Think. Mr. Miner, I'm going to let you tell the audience what THINK stands for, because it's not just a word, it's an acronym.
Thank you, Ms. King, for having me. And as you said earlier, for me to expound on what THINK means, and THINK stands for There is Hope in New Knowledge. So we all can constantly learn something new. So through the organization, we came up with that name. Actually, my wife came up with that name. So that's what THINK stands for.
So how long has it been?
We started the organization in 2013. We basically started out, and the whole premise of THINK was to work with families. So whatever families were going through, their issues, THINK were able to help them through those or partner with other agencies to meet all of their needs that they needed to have a good life.
Okay. So today, Mr. Miner is here to talk about self-love and mental health. So was this particular topic something that came out of THINK?
Yes, it was, Ms. King. Over the last years, we have been noticing with our families, you know, a lot of depression, a lot of not loving themselves, variations of THINK. So when we really broke it down, and I talked to some people that were experts in these particular areas, and even within myself, when we talk about mental health, and a lot of it, things that we deal with actually starts back from when we were kids. And so we feel that what we're going to be doing on May 13th is I'm bringing in experts and some organizations, and we're going to have some roundtable conversation about those particular areas in mental health.
Okay, so before we get into the details of May 13th, I'd like to ask you a few more, get a little more background information on you. So how is it that you're able to discern that people don't love themselves? Like, what are the clues, or what is the behavior?
Okay, well, I'll just go with myself. You know, they say it's always your self story is the best story. So for me, you know, grew up in a great upper middle class family, but there was a lot of transition in my early life. And so with that being said, it caused me to have a lot of self-doubt about myself. You know, I didn't know at the time until years later, through my military training, that I had PTSD. And so I always thought PTSD, the most that you heard about that was either for men that was in Vietnam or through Agent Orange. Well, that's not true.
That's what I thought too.
Yes, so because that's what we hear a lot. But once I did some evaluations, I was in the military, and I witnessed a lot of trauma, and I came numb to it, but didn't know I was numb to it over the years. And so I took a hard look at that, and I said, if I'm feeling those things and going through some of that, I'm quite sure there are a lot of others that are going through some of the or similar situations.
Okay, so then how were you able to take that information and then transform it into the workshop or what that you're going to be doing that we'll share with the listeners later?
Well, one of the things I did, Ms. King, was I wrote a book.
Oh.
And I wrote a book on the trials of a misunderstood man, which would actually be the kickoff of the book signing on that morning. And in that book, I was really detailed about the transition in my life from a young man, from a little boy, to where I'm currently at. And I went through a lot of things, and I'm going to be very open, and I'm very open in the book. And I think this is good for your listeners to hear, even from my story. You know, it talked about a lot of my addiction that I went through, and what was some of my reasons in that when I was in that transition. And a lot of it was I didn't really care about myself, which made it hard for me, Ms. King, to love someone else. And so until you can take a look at that in your life and what's causing these things and not using excuses, if something good didn't happen in your life, you will tend to blame it on other people. And it's really hard for us, and especially for men, to seek help. And I talk to a lot of veterans. I'm a veteran. And I've talked to and worked with a lot of veteran men. And they have a lot of issues in dealing with them, specifically now just talking about men. Mm-hmm. Why they don't go to the doctor. Why they don't want to hear about news. And they definitely don't want to hear that they're dealing with a mental health issue. That's the taboo.
It's pretty common knowledge that we'd like the male to be able to take better care of themselves than they do, because usually the woman will get care, and not always in the minority community, but typically the male is a person that might miss out on assistance if they don't actually seek out help. So what was it that really led you to get help? You know, you were in the military. Was that the experience that led you to get help and to reassess yourself and your future?
No. To be candid and to be honest, that's why I really appreciate you letting me do this. And some people might have that, wow, you know. DUIs, having situations where you're trying to medicate.
Yes, self-medicate.
Things. And we do that. I was decaying inside silently. You know, go into depression, all of these things. I could help you, Miss King, but I wasn't and felt good about that. Mm-hmm. Could help you through, but I was suffering on the inside. I wasn't helping myself. So I went into that seclusion. And so many people do that. You know, the work I do, it made me feel well, but then I go home and I'm suffering.
So you isolate yourself.
I isolate myself, and thus, and then it become progressive, and that's when the other thing. So I went, and the key thing I really want our listeners to hear is it's okay to get help. It's okay to go talk about it, and that's one of the things I think, especially for me, and specifically, we afraid to go and talk to someone. We say, well, they can't tell me anything about me, but they can. If nothing else, they can be that neutral listener. Mm-hmm. For you to try to seek and talk about, you know, what's really going on with you, not with your friends or those people, because you don't know if they're suffering inside. So some of the information they might give you is bad information too. So it's good to go at least talk about it to someone that will be neutral and find out a plan that can work for you, because my plan might not work for the other person.
True.
So you have to find out the plan that's going to work best for you. So I would say about 4 years ago, to answer your question, is when I really said, I got to seek out help.
And how were you able to select the person or entity that you felt comfortable going to get help?
That's a great question. Well, fortunately for me, I'm a veteran. So I seeked out at the VA.
Okay.
And I found a person that really fit me. Because you have to find the right fit for you. For you, it's like in anything we do to feel comfortable. It's just like a job. Sometimes we take job, but you're not comfortable on that job. You're doing it for various reasons.
Right.
But when you're dealing with your health, you need to find out a person that's a good fit for you. And that doesn't mean a person is a bad person or counselor.
Right.
They're just not the right fit for you.
But they might be perfect for someone else.
But they might be perfect, yes, ma'am, for someone else. So I seeked out and found the right fit for me, a person that
that's
really...
That's very fortunate.
It was a blessing that really just listened and put me on a... we came up with a plan that would work for me and held me accountable.
Okay. So then, did you have to set some kind of schedule for yourself to do certain activities or adjust your thinking? How were you able to do that?
Yes. One of the things is when you got to surrender and be totally honest to yourself. And that's the key thing. We have to be honest to ourselves. And a lot of people are not honest to themselves. They tell themselves things, but do you really believe it? And it's like getting out of your comfort zone. See, once you get out of your comfort zone, then you can start beginning, in my opinion, beginning your process. And I think any therapist or psychologist, they would tell you that. You have to surrender to yourself first. And then you come up with a plan that's going to work for you. For me, I actually just took it one day. I set goals. I started journaling every day to just see how my feelings was every day. That's something personal. Your journal is a personal thing. And I would look at that every day. But I had to be honest, Ms. King, with that. And the things that I knew I needed to change. I started doing it in increments. You know, I didn't try to go and set this big caveat and just to fail. So I took baby steps to get to where I'm at this point. And I'm still working on it. I still go to counseling. I wanted to be real open on your show this morning because hopefully some listener will hear this and that's suffering inside and know they're not alone.
Right. And that there is help.
And that there is help.
They seek it.
Yes. And there are tons of agencies out here that especially here in the Peoria area, that can help you. There's a lot of them. It's like when you have self-doubt, you need to seek. Talk to someone. Talk to someone that can really help you and encourage you. You don't need a person that's going to constantly be negative to you and tell you just need to stop. Stop what? So you need to find out from yourself. Write down your feelings. Write down what's really going on with you. Because once you become whole, everyone else around you will feed off of that, in my opinion.
So for those listening who may not have had the advantage of being in the military and going to the VA, what are some sources of assistance that you would recommend, you know, for the average Joe?
Thank you for asking me that, Ms. King. You have Heartland Services. They have a plethora of services. You have, I still call it Methodist Hospital, but I know the name has changed to Carl
Health
Methodist. Carl the Health Methodist.
Yes.
So they have services. Tazewell County Public Health, Peoria Public Health Department. So there's a lot of, and do not, listeners, let money be the reason why, or having your insurance, don't have insurance be a reasoning why you will not go and seek some help. So these are a lot of agencies that you can go in, and they will work with you if you go in, and they won't turn you away. You know, if you go in and be honest and say, I need help. I really, really need help. There is someone that will help you or guide you to where you really need to be.
I'm glad that you said to the listeners that they should not let money be a deterrent, because a lot of times people will use that excuse just to delay giving help, saying, well, I can't afford it anyway, or I don't have insurance.
So right. We, you know, a lot of times, with King, we're afraid of change. You know, and I use this analysis even in my teaching. If you're only used to going one way, and in that particular morning there's construction and you can't go that way, do you just turn around and go home, or do you find another direction that you probably should have always found more than one way to do something? And so, and when that to do something is take a hard look at yourself and say to yourself, I need to do something different. I need to get away from my internal stinking thinking and really make this a goal. You know, have fun with yourself so you can have a better life.
So that fits right in with your acronym, THINK, There Is Hope and New Knowledge. So when the person has additional information and knowledge, then that provides them a sense of hope.
It makes them a sense of hope, as if you have invited me on your show this morning. I'm hoping that someone hears something that let themselves know there is hope. There is hope, and that was why the acronym was so powerful when my wife actually came up with that. And you think about it, there is hope and new knowledge. We can always learn something. You know, we're never too seasoned. I don't say we're never too old. I use the word as seasoned to learn something else and learn something new. New sometimes is energizing to find out something and to know something new about yourself. Sometimes, Ms. King, we're afraid to learn something new about ourselves. And so we just stay stuck in what our comfort zone is. So what we're going to be doing is trying to get you a little bit out of your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And my goal is for us to have a healthy mind. A healthy mind will breed a healthy community.
And a healthy body, too.
And a healthy body. A healthy, you know, that temple, as they always say, a healthy temple. You can just learn how to do some things and not be afraid to change some things. Change the way you eat. You know, we're so structured into just eating one way, you know, and a lot of it is taste. You know, you have to sometimes develop a new taste in something. Mm-hmm. So sometimes, you know, and I'm quite sure I've heard other experts come on your shows that are in different things, and they talk about that reforming your taste. And so that's some of the things, and that's part of mental health. Your body, that's part of that, you know, because eating can really be a downer in mental health.
Yeah, it could impact.
It can impact it. Yes, ma'am.
That's going to impact your behavior.
It impacts that behavior. So, you know, I'm excited about it. I hope your listeners get excited about it, about themselves. You know, I just want to be able for people to that are listening this morning to just, you know, think about what is it in your health that you want to change.
Now, when you decided that you were going to change, you mentioned your wife several times, that you enlist the assistance of your wife and or other family members, and that you talk with it about your friends so they would know.
Yes, ma'am, because some of my behavior, Ms. King, was impacting my wife. And I didn't know it. I don't know if it was that I was selfish or that I just kept the focus on what I was doing and didn't think how it would impact others around me. Mm-hmm. And a scenario came last year, and I had to really take a hard look that I was being selfish to my wife. And, of course, she was a great supporter of me. And, you know, we had a long conversation, and I reached out, Ms. King, and got help. I went off to a program. I went home and went to a program and got myself together. So, and I got to learn a lot about Charles. And that really, really helped me to be a better person that I feel. And I'm still working on that on a daily basis.
It's a journey.
It's a journey. Yeah. It's a life journey. And I didn't know that, Ms. King. And I had my mentor back home in New York. I had a long conversation with him. And he said, it's time for you to take time for you. It's time for you to learn Charles. You're in a period in your life where it's time for you to figure you out first and be selfish. And I think it was the best advice, Ms. King, that I could have received.
Now, before we share with our listeners about this event on May 13th, I'd like to remind those who may have just joined us that you're listening to How Do You Feel? The show that's dedicated to your health and wellness and is sponsored by the Peoria City County Health Department. You're listening to this on WPNV 106.3 on your FM dial. And I've been speaking with Mr. Charles Miner, who is the founder and executive director of Think. So now, Mr. Miner, are you going to share with the individuals, you know, about this event that's coming up on Saturday, May 13th.
Yes, ma'am. Again, thank you, Ms. King. I love my community. I'm not from the Peoria area, but it's still my community. You know, when you're talking about mental health, which is our main topic here, do you love you? That's our title for that Saturday morning. And it's so broad. And some of the things the panelists will ask you is, are you in a chaotic relationship? Are you needy? Are you stressed out? Do you have lack of self-confidence? Are you unlovable, hidden or hiding who you really are, mm-hmm. overwhelmed or burnout? Any of those things can be to anyone that are listening today. I know it had been for me. So we're going to have a great panel that's going to dive really deep into some of those. And we have a broad range of our panelists from a young lady 19 till now. And some of the agencies. So not only are we going to be doing a lot of sharing, but we're going to actually have resources there. We're going to have from our Heartland Healthcare Services, Tazewell County Health Department. We're going to have the new name. I'm still getting used to that. The hospital.
Oh, Carl Health.
Carl Health. They're going to have someone. And one of the young men who's been running this particular department for over 25 years over the crisis response team, meaning if you're going through a crisis at that moment, they're the first ones that come out to that. We're going to have the VA will be there.
Okay.
And I'm part of their national committee on mental health.
Oh, that's
so
outstanding.
They're going to be there that morning, too. So we're trying to and methodically try to have from the spectrum of having a lot of people there. Not only do we want to talk to you, we want to have some services there so you will be able to talk to someone and get some help that Saturday morning.
So who are some of the people that are going to be on your panel?
Some of the people, it will be facilitated by Dr. Marwin Spiller. Some of my other panelists will be Ms. Jen Groggin. She's a health coach. So she's going to talk to you about your health. We have Miss Drenice Bush is going to be, she was the chief editor of two of my books. So she's going to talk about how the book impacted her by just going through that. We're going to have Miss Kimberly Johnson, who runs a program to help you, the DUI program, to help you get your license back. All of that has to deal with mental health, too, that stress and that. And I have a young lady, Miss Markella Harvey. She's going to give a testimony out of this world for young people. She's 19, but she's going to be speaking from the young people's perspective of how stress and all of that and suicide and giving her time. I don't want to give too much. You got to come.
Okay.
But it's going to be a really nice morning. I know it's right after they're having some early other events that morning.
More than Pink Walk.
More than Pink and Walk, which I'm going to be there as well for a few hours and our team volunteering and get right to ours. So we just hope your listeners will come out that morning. Drag your husband, your boyfriend, your potential boyfriend,
your neighbors,
please, ladies, bring. And because I'm challenging men to come. My goal is to have 100 people there. I'm challenging people to come out. Be curious to find out something that will actually help yourself. And we're going to have a lot of other nice giveaways, PCCO, Peoria Food Bank. We're going to be giving out food boxes that morning and some other things. So you have to come out that morning. You can go online and register or just show up.
Okay, now where should they show up and at what time?
Our event is going to be happening at the Church and Living God. It's on West Lake Street, 2815 West Lake.
Behind West Lake.
Behind West Lake.
Shopping Center.
Vice Chief Bishop Leroy Smith Jr.'s church.
Okay.
My church as well. And so you can come that morning, and it's a safe place to come and to be open and not feel that, you know, people are going to be putting things on social media and all that. We're not going to be doing any of those things because this is a real serious conversation. It could be a life-changing conversation, and hopefully it can help you get a better understanding about yourself.
And what are the hours of the event?
The event will go from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on that day.
Now, do people have to come early to register, or is there no registration?
No, there is. People can go on and register, and the reason why we said the registration was from the food purposes.
Okay.
To have, but you do not have to register. All you need to do is come, show up, sit down, and get some love.
And they don't have to worry about people being judgmental, because it's going to be an environment where they can be open.
Yes, and that's why I wanted to, Ms. King, come on your show this morning and share some things personally about myself to set the mood. So no, there will be no self-judging, none of those type of things that morning. I will speak about all of that in our opening, that none of that was going to exist, because this can be a real, or should be a life-changing, you know. It could have been years that, you know, you haven't talked to someone. And most times, unfortunately, we don't really open up to things that way until someone, our loved one, has passed on. And we need to work on those things, you know, to live in the now. You know, and as we get more seasoned in our lives, you know, things that we held on to for years, how that can decay you on the internally. And what ends up happening, it becomes generational. So we're going to talk about those things, and hopefully you will hear something. If you feel like sharing, we're going to have note cards, so you can write it on a note card and pass it to us, and we'll talk about that. You know, so yeah, we want it to be a fun day, but we also want people to enjoy themselves and feel that this is one time in their life that they can have to feel they're not alone.
Now, I'm not going to be in town, or I would be there. So is the event going to be recorded?
It is. It will be recorded, and we're working on that right now. So we have a team that's trying to put that together for people that can't show up that particular morning can still get it. And so we'll be talking about that morning.
Well, I think it's only fair that we allow you to put in a plug for your book. You said that was at the heart of a lot of this.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for allowing that. I've authored three other books, but this particular book has been something, Ms. King, I've wanted to do for probably 20 years. But it wasn't that time yet. But now is the time. And it's called The Trials of a Misunderstood Man. And I have to give credit. I can't give credit for the title. I have to give that credit to one of my board members, Miss Alfreda DeGroote. She actually came up with the title.
Okay,
she came up with that title for me, but it's very fitting to me. And it's talking pretty deeply, and I have other testimonies in there from other veterans. And I dedicated this book to veterans across the globe. So I have about four veterans that gave a testimony. So you're going to get a lot about me, but then we're going to also talk about finances, health, spirituality. All of those things are going to be part of the book that will, in my opinion, make a whole person. So,
okay. And so you're really, I mean, this event is open to everybody. You don't have to be a veteran. You want to focus on men because they're often reluctant to get to seek outside help.
Yes.
And then you want them to know that you have really high-level professionals there, you know, to provide service. And it's all free.
And everything is free. So I'm challenging everybody out there. We go to a lot of things, and, you know, we plan going to a lot of things. So plan to come this morning. It's only a couple of hours out of your day. We're getting you out of there by one, so you can still have the rest of your day to do things. So listeners, get up that morning. You don't have to dress up. You can come as you are. Just come, sit back. We'll have food for you, and we're going to have other things that we will be giving away that morning. So make it a family affair. Get the whole family up and just come for a couple of hours. And then this can be family conversation. And that's part of the book, because not only am I this to kick off for the book signing, but it's also a workbook that go with the book.
Oh.
Yeah, so the workbook portion will be where there'll be questions, and then you fill in the blanks according to yourself.
Okay. Now, you talked about registration, so where should they go for registration?
It's the thinkmentoracademy@gmail.com. Or you can call me at 309-322-5621. Again, you can call me personally at 309-322-5621, or you can show up that morning at 10 o'clock at the Church and Living God, 2815 West Lake Avenue, Peoria, Illinois.
It sounds like this would be a good event for anyone to come to, because then they might be dealing with a family member or a spouse like you that has these issues, and then it will inform them how better to deal with that.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for saying that, Ms. King, because you might say, well, I'm good, and that's good. That's a great thing. Mm-hmm. However, you might be having a family member. You might have your kids that's dealing with them. You might have your significant other. And for those who maybe feel that you want to talk with someone, you can come, get the information. You could talk to the experts that will be there, and you can set up an appointment to talk to them. And they have told me to reassure our audience that they will make sure that they get the resources that they need. And it won't be where money will be the big stigma to keep them from getting the help that they need.
That is outstanding. So in that last minute, is there anything that you want to share with the listeners that we didn't talk about already?
If you're dealing with a mental health crisis, and I've listened on some of your other shows, Ms. King, this is a serious issue.
Yes.
And we really need to find out how we can combat that. So we're going to do our little part that morning on May 13th to just try to get you to be a little bit more open. Take that other step as we did when we were little kids. We take them baby steps. So just come, sit back, listen. And hopefully you will gain something that will help you. And again, it's May 13th, which is the Saturday before Mother's Day. And
right.
We methodically did that the day before Mother's Day. And ladies, the first 50 ladies, we have a big surprise for you. I can't tell you what it is. You got to show up.
Okay.
That morning.
And bring somebody.
And bring someone. So again, I'm looking forward to seeing everyone on May 13th at Church and Living God.
At 10 o'clock,
but come early, get there a little early so you can get a great seat to tune in.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Charles Miner, for coming to How Do You Feel at WPNV. We are Peoria's Neighborhood Voice. And I want to remind our listeners that this show is sponsored by the Peoria City County Health Department. Our show airs at 11 a.m. on Saturday, and it repeats at 7:30 p.m. on Sunday. If you miss either broadcast, You can still hear it on WPNV website podcast page. Simply go to WPNV.org, look for podcast, and then look for the show, How Do You Feel? And then you can listen. Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate you coming to share this information at WPNV.
Thank you.
Now is always the right time with something positive.